We learned four insights from the Ish Kodesh in his writings on Pesach from the year Tafshin, 1940. And today we'll learn a few more from 1941. A little bit longer, the pieces. The second piece is actually very Kabbalistic, so I think we're going to skip it. But let's begin. Let's begin with the first piece. First, we'll see how far we get. Ma'isa, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Tarfon, everyone was in Bnei Brak. And they were sitting and they were besapar Yisias Mitzrayim the entire night. Until what happened? Ashabau Tamideim. And they said, it's time for Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. V'isa b'sefer HaKadosh. He quotes from the sefer of his brother-in-law. Now I don't know the name of the sefer. Bet Aleph, I'm not sure what sefer that is. It's his brother-in-law. Shedikte Gisi Harav Hagon. Rav Aaron Zatzal. He had a brother-in-law, Rav Aaron Yechiel. Again, I'm not sure that the sefer is probably called Beis Aaron or something like that. Maybe Bris Aaron. Oh, Beis Aaron. Okay, good. Yeah, I was hoping that addition would happen. Okay, so the Beis Aaron. The Beis Aaron from my brother-in-law, he says, what does it mean that they were saying Shema Atshubo, right? Tell me, they were saying the Mesapri, Sias Mitzrayim, Kolos Olayla, Atshubo Talmidim, until the students arrived. Where did they arrive from? They weren't there and they showed up. Why weren't the students there the whole time? So he says, Achabo me'ayin bo, v'tiris lo aviv, harav ha-kadosh atzal. So he said, his father answered him, my brother-in-law's father told him, Achabo tamidim gam kem leklal madregazo. Achabo means that perhaps the tamidim were in fact there. They were part of that Seder experience. Achabo tamidim, until the tamidim reached their madrega, in experiencing whatever they were experiencing. So the Talmidim had been lifted up to their level. So says the P.S.S. I want to give you a few pages of very beautiful writings in order to explain just this very simple idea. What does it mean? Achabo Talmidim to their level. So he says, in accordance with the situation that we're experiencing here in 1941 in the war. After Lomar Kino da Hadiyuk Mefarshe Agadah. Hasha also a pasuk shemerumas bo atshuva leben harasha, merumas bo l'sheini yudei elishol. As we saw yesterday, the same pasuk, perek yud yom pasuk ches, which is explaining the response to the ben harasha, is the same pasuk that's giving a response to the sheini yudei elishol. Ba'avor zeh asa Hashem li b'seisi Mitzrayim. Because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me when we left Mitzrayim. But by the rasha, how do we darshan it? Ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li. What do we say? Li. By the Rasha. Li v'lo lo. V'yemkein lama darshan by Rasha li v'lo lo. V'lo b'she'ini yudei elishol. So why do we pick on the Rasha? We say, if you, right? Hashem did this for me and not for you. The she'ini yudei elishol has the same question. And we give him the same response. And by the she'ini yudei elishol, the li, for me, probably includes him as well. So why by the Rasha do we say, you're not part of this? And you wouldn't have been saved. And it's leave alone, low, the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch was for me to the exclusion of you. And the Piazester develops a beautiful, beautiful yesod in understanding what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael. I have a new appreciation even for that phrase, Klal Yisrael. We always refer to the Jewish people. Sometimes we call it B'nai Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. What do you mean Klal Yisrael? Why do we always call ourselves Klal Yisrael? And it helps us to understand the concept of Klal and Prat and what it means to be in a state of true Achdus. It's interesting, if you look in the Medrash, Psikhtim Darav Kahana, it says, how did Klal Yisrael, in fact, awaken HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy? It was because they helped each other out in Mitzrayim. They helped each other out. When they saw a Jew struggling to carry out his workload, they helped out one another. And Paro understood that. And that's why Paro says, Havan Ischak Malo, in Lashon Yochid. Rashi comments as he does on Chumash. But Havan Ischak Malo, the Sfarim explained, is let's target Lo in the singular. Because if we can break apart the Jewish unity, that will be the greatest way. The same way that Haman was no different. That they're an Am Echad Mefuzar Mefurad. The more we can rip them apart and help them to not understand, not appreciate what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael, the better chance we have to be able to destroy them. And that's why if you look by the Karban Pesach, it's always, everything about Karban Pesach is this aspect of Tzibur. You have to eat it b'chabura. The Mishnah says in Pesachim Tzadi Aleph, you're not allowed to shech the Karban Pesach for a yachid. Why can't you shech the Karban Pesach for Yochid? I want to have my own Suda. I'm a hungry guy. I want to eat by myself. Aser. Can't do that. There's an Indian of Chabura. and this idea of chabura permeates all of the halachos of Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach can't be slaughtered, the pasuk says in Chumash, it can't be slaughtered when you still have chametz in your possession. Who can't have chametz in the possession? Gemara says, Samachim alamed beis, not a single member of the chabura. Chabura achas. If one member of the chabura still has chametz, the Karban Pesach can't be slaughtered. There's this element of tzibur. The Rambam even writes in Hilchos Karban Pesach in the ninth parak that you can't have machitza, separating the members of the chabur, that people to see each other, to mamish sit together and eat from this Karban Pesach. Why? Because it's this koch of klal that makes klal Yisrael who in fact we are. So says the Piyaz Etz Narepi. Aval ish ha-Yisraeli, eino prati la'atzmo. A Jew has to know there's no such thing as a Jew who operates on his own, who's an individual. Rak l'kol klal Yisrael hu shayach. Every yachid is shayach to the tzibur. There's no such thing as a Jew who operates on his own. And therefore everything that you do, l'tova l'mutav, has ashpa on everyone else. K'she'echad lomei Torah, v'oved es Hashem, az meir b'zeh l'chol Yisrael. When a Jew serves Hashem the way he's supposed to, so that illuminates the neshama akolelis, the common soul, that ties us all together. Every Jew gets lifted up by that. V'yachad sheshav mochlin lo u'l'chol olam kulo. And when a Jew does tshuva, it doesn't just kapara for himself. He makes himself and the rest of the world, the entire universe, becomes a better place because one Jew did a good thing. They used to say in the yeshivas that if a Jew in the Volozhin yeshiva doesn't learn Torah b'asmada, we'll see the next piece of Sichas Aran is about learning b'asmada. If a Jew doesn't learn b'asmada, if a Jew's mevatel Torah in Volozhin, it causes another Jew to smoke a cigarette on the streets of Paris on Shabbos. What's the kasher? What does one's learning over here have to do with someone's Chil Shabbos over there? And the answer is, because Kol Yisrael Arevim, every Jew is connected in a very deep way. So no Jew is an Inyan Prati. Every Jew is part of a klal. He's shayach to the klal. And his tshuva impacts the klal. And his Torah impacts the klal. L'chein k'sha'omrim l'sha'eni yodei alishol. Li. So when we say to the she'eni yodei alishol, barbor ze'asa Hashem li b'teis mitzrayim. This is what Hashem did for me. So if it's for me, then by definition, through this understanding of klal, it's also for you. Hashem did this for me, and everything that happens to me impacts you. So Hashem did for me, azu gam lo, so it's also for him. Masha ein kein la harasha. Turn the page. Masha ein kein la harasha. Top of page, Sadi Bis. But the Rasha, whose host is asul min haklal, the Rasha who has gone against the very fabric of what it means to be a Jew, the essence of what it means to be a Jew, and he excludes himself from the tzibur. He decides, I'm going to be a yacht, I'm going to slaughter a carbon pesach for myself, I'm going to do my own thing. So what the P.S.S. Derby is saying is, look, it's, again, it's the same puzzle. But for the Hesheni Odei Elisha, who's part of the tzibur, it's li, and certainly lo. Whatever's true by me is certainly true by you. By the Rasha, because he's hotzi as atzam and a klal, so li means li to the exclusion of you. Because you have severed yourself from the root that makes all of Klal Yisrael united. And then the P.S. Esther offers a very, very novel and brilliant interpretation. What does it mean we blunt the teeth of the Rasha? What does that mean, Hakei Ashinov? He quotes a Gemara Bava Kamach of Zayin Amud Beis. Ben Bag Bag Omer. A person should not enter into his friend's property stealthily, sneakily, in order to take back something which belongs to him. Why? Let's say I'm going to get back my object from your house, but I'm sneaking around your backyard. What are people going to say? They're going to say, I'm a ganav. Shematira alav kaganav. Right? You're going to look sketchy. You're going to look like a person who's dishonest. And therefore, what should you do? Someone has something. Right? Reuven has something that belongs to Shimon. Shimon wants it back. He shouldn't sneak around to get it back. What should he do? Rather, what should he do? Says the Gemara Bava Kamach of Zayin Amud Beis, Shavor Eshinav, knock out his teeth, confront him head on, V'omer lo, Shali anit notel, and declare in a loud voice for all to hear, I'm taking that which is mine. I'm taking back that which belongs to me. This way no one can accuse you of acting in a way, again, that's tricky and perhaps dishonest. Perish Rashi, Shvor Eshinov, Klomar Kach Bechazaka. Break his teeth, you don't actually have to punch out his teeth, it's not a halacha, that you have to be Mekayim this Kipshuto, the Gemara Bava Kamach of Zayin Amud Beis. You don't have to break his teeth. But what it means is take back that which belongs to you, Bechazaka, take it with force. Don't allow yourself to get caught sneaking around this property in the middle of the night. Shiroin bezeh shekidei litol es shalom yad chavero omeres hagemara lashon shviras eshinayim. So now we have a definition. What does it mean, hakeyash, you know, knock out someone's teeth, blunt someone's teeth? It means to take something that belongs to you by force. The Rasha wants to say to you, now, he's a Rasha, but the Rasha, in theory, could have said to you that you did a mitzvah and I want a chelek of it. You served the Kodesh Baruch Hu and I want a portion of it. We're part of the klal. So whatever you do is shayach to me. The Rasha could tayna shu yachol ligas as chelek shalom imcha b'chazaka. The Rasha, in theory, should be able to take from you. You did the mitzvah, and the Rasha says, I want a part of it. I'm entitled to a part of it. That's my right as being a member of Klal Yisrael. Because when you did your avodah, part of it is shayach to him. It's part of his chelek. But because he excludes himself from Klal Yisrael, so therefore you're not getting a part of my mitzvah. So what is the lashon that the Haggadah uses? Blunt his teeth. As if to say, when the Rasha comes and tries to take a portion of your service of Hashem, a portion of your salvation of Hashem, because he says, yeah, I'm also entitled, why should I lose out? You say to him, you know why you should lose out? Because Hotzi has asked him in a klal. Because you've undermined what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael. And the only reason that you share in my efforts is because we're Klal Yisrael. If you're Hotzi Atzim in a klal, guess what? If you try to take a chelek of my avoda, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm going to knock out your teeth and take back that which is mine. Because based on the way that you approach Klal Yisrael, you don't deserve it. Asay atal hefech. Hakei ashinav, do just the opposite to him. You say to the Rasha, you're not taking anything from me. Bechazaka, I'm holding on to that. I'm not giving you any bit of my avoda. And that's what it means when we say, Ba'avor zeh also Hashem li, v'amar lo, leave alo lo. You don't have a right to be a part of this because you don't know what it means to be a Jew. And a Jew thinks that he can operate entirely on his own. He's not concerned for the tzibur. If that's not the focus of his life, and we'll see, obviously, there are madrigos. It seems very challenging to make my entire life about others. We'll see. There are obviously madrigos within this, as there always are within Avodas Hashem. Haftal Vech Kamocha obviously operates on many levels. But at the same time, if the Rasha excludes himself entirely from the tzibur, so then that's it. He's done. He has no shaitas. He's not worthy of enjoying any bit of the Yeshua. And therefore we can say, leave alone. Okay, next paragraph. This idea of excluding himself from the klal, we need to understand the concept of klal a bit deeper. Sometimes a klal is understood, right? It's sort of in passing. How do I know a klal? A klal means a general rule, right? A principle, it's established. How do I understand the klal? How did I come to the realization of this principle? I understood it through a series of details. I saw A, and I saw B, and I saw C, and I saw D. Four totally disparate things, separate things. And yet I saw a commonality between them that I said, oh, this must establish a rule. Four independent things that bring me to a greater whole. The yesh klal shenase rak min apratim nifrad. I love the mashal he gives here. I don't know why, but I happen to love this mashal. I think it's a great mashal. Kigon imahav nozin eza yamim maos lebeno. The father, the mother gives her son a small amount of money for a series of days. Sunday morning, right? Mom says, "Yeah, money for lunch." Nope, mom, I need money for lunch. Okay, she gives you $10 bill. Great. Monday morning, same thing. Tuesday morning, same thing. Wednesday morning, same thing. So now what does the kid think at this point? It's a klal. The klal is that my parents are always going to give me money so that I can buy myself lunch. Az osa ben klal. Even though it's four separate acts, but at this point he thinks, we have a chazaka going here. I have an understanding of a greater concept, which is my parents will always give me money for food. Shebechol yom yitein lo. That's the klal that he has established, that he has understood from, again, these four separate instances. Vezeu klal shenasa min apratim vasios hanefratos. So this is how a person comes to klal through prat. Everyone understand the mashal? Simple enough to understand. V'yachol yos she'eze yamim nasan lo v'achakach lo yitein. But it's not a steadfast klal. The father could say, no, no, no. I gave you Sunday, I gave you Monday, I gave you Tuesday, And it's not because I was trying to commit myself from this point forward forever to give you lunch money. Right? Happens to be Sunday, I gave you money for this reason. A Monday, I gave you money for that reason. A Tuesday, I know superficially look the same. I gave you $10 each day. But you were mistaken to assume that that was a klal, that I was establishing a rule. It could be that I'm planning on giving you for a period of time, and then I'm not going to give you achakach lo yitin. So that's not a klal. A klal that's really only achieved through its pratim is not really a klal. Yeah? It's not a steadfast rule. It doesn't have that same achdus as the second type of klal he's about to describe where it's underlined. The yesh klal sheve'emes hu etzem echad pashur. But there's a different type of klal. There's a klal where be'etzem, something is actually, has a certain oneness. An etzem echad pashur. A unified singularity of great simplicity, of great wholesomeness. Sheapratim heim anafim asher mistafim imenu lamata. Says Pia Zetzner, you can have a klal where also, again, as you move farther and farther away from the root, you start to see different things. But at the same time, if you analyze it properly, you'll recognize that everything is really connected at a very deeply intertwined common root. Right? Sometimes you have pratim as branches that are what? That are mistaf mimenu lamata. As you again move away from the shoresh, it branches out. Ukishaolam elamakor. But the more you lift it up, the more you try to see, right? I see a fruit. Fruit's connected to a branch. Branch's connected to a trunk. Trunk's connected to roots. The more I trace it back towards its origin, the more I realize that there is this common source which the entire system depends on. Ukechol she'olim yoser. Yoser mizachtim ba'amakor va'ikar achtus. And the more I drag it, right, drag myself back to its root, back to the shoresh, the more I see the oneness of it. Lemashal gives a very simple mashal. Kisharom she'ezaperos kishanaflu mena eitz v'nifredu mena shoresh nirkavu. You see an apple, an amazing thing. The apple, when I buy it in the store and I leave it on my counter, after a period of days, it's going to rot. If I leave it in my fridge, after a period of days, it's going to start to decay. Right? But when the apple's attached to the tree, the apple's fine. The apple can hang around a lot longer. So what happened when it came off the tree? Then all of a sudden now nirkavu means it's decaying, it's rotting. Yodim kvar, she'ashoresh ha'le'ilan achtas achas ha'kol ha'sakol. Ha'olim ha'anafim v'gam ha'peros. The tree is a single entity. Yes, it looks like it's made up again of different parts. It has branches, it has leaves, it has fruit. V'gam ha'olim v'anafim afa'etz kishiyavadlu ben ha'shoresh yirkavu. But anytime any of it separates, whether it's a leaf, he says, whether it's fruit, whether it's a branch, when it's detached from the shoresh, it starts to decay. V'vnei she'be'emes v'ashoresh kulam es achtim v'achtas achas. U'kamo ha'pri. And therefore, just like the fruit, kein gam kulam, so too by every bit of this tree. Even though it branches out, and the branches can be very far away from the root, so it looks like it's its own thing. But as soon as you sever it from the root, be'avdeila me'ashoresh yirkavu. V'klal lazeh lo nivna me'apratim. And therefore, it's not just a klal that's made up of fruit and branches and leaves and the bark, right? And each of it is contributing to create a klal. That's not how it works. You're looking at it backwards if you're looking at it from the details back to the root. It's not that the fruit is essential. It's an essential thing on its own, and the leaf is an essential thing on its own, and the branch is an essential thing on its own. And they get together to form what we would call this cloud called the tree. No, it's the opposite. There's a cloud called the tree, and from that tree emerges, from its roots emerges different things. Rak lehefech, he says. Ha'ikr hu ha'shoresh, v'shamim ba'achdus. At its root, there is this awesome oneness. U'mimenu nistafu ha'pratim ha'peros ha'olim ba'anaf. So you have to understand, sometimes, again, we go from the details to the general. We go from the pratim to the cloud. And sometimes there's an essential cloud, as he said before, an etzem echad pashut, and from that, it branches off. But you have to know that the etzem, it's one thing, and anything that fully severs itself from the oneness, namely the shoresh, is not going to be able to survive on its own. It says the Pia Zetzer in the bottom paragraph on Tzadi Beis. Uki'inyan zehu inyan ha'klal Yisrael. Chaver, listen to this. This is such an important yisod to come to Pesach. To understand that feeling of achdus, which began, again, like I told you before, the Psikta Derav Kahana, the Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim because Jews maintained a certain degree of achdus. And Pai was trying to break that. Hava nishtak malo. Let's work wisely against their oneness. That's what Pai was saying to his advisors. The more we understand this, the more you can come to Pesach and appreciate what it is. And from there you can come to Svira. And from there you can come to Kiyisha Chavalei V'chal Kabbalah Zator. So this is mamash an important yisod. So listen carefully. Ukein zehu inyan haklal yisod. When it comes to klal yisod, lo haklal anasam in a prat, rak lahefech a prat nistaf in a klal. How do you look at klal yisod? Do you say, well, there's this Jew and there's that Jew and there's this Jew and there's that Jew and they come together for a common cause and therefore now we have what's called Klal Yisrael? But it's essentially it's a bunch of Yechidim that pool together their resources and their talents in order to create an entity called Klal Yisrael. Or do you look at it just the opposite? Then no. There's Mitzias, there's a reality called Klal Yisrael. Now, Klal Yisrael, as expressed in this world, comes down in different ways. Sometimes it's a Jeremy, sometimes it's an Om, sometimes it's a Avi, sometimes it could be any of us, right? But we shouldn't forget that that's not the essential. The essential me is Klal Yisrael. This is just a branch, and I have to maintain my kesher to the Shoresh. Klomar, lo mivnei she'anoshim pratim miYisrael nisagdu yachad l'chein nasav is that Klal Yisrael. It's not that we have a common desire and therefore we get together. We're putting the rights in Pachad Yitzchak. The difference between ki'ish echad b'leiv echad. Like it says by Kabbalah Satorah, the Jews are essentially Be'etzem Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad. We are one person, we're one big person, and therefore we're B'Leiv Echad, therefore we have common things that we desire. As opposed to, you find by the Mitzvah, when they were trying to harm Klal Yisrael, it says what? Rashi uses the Lashon B'Leiv Echad Ki Ish Echad. And Rav Hunder points out in Pachad Yitzchak that it's very different. B'Leiv Echad Ki Ish Echad means that if we're B'Leiv Echad, if we have a common desire, so then we get together, ki'ish echad. That's not Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is be'etzem ki'ish echad, and therefore, be'lev echad. So we're not a nashim pratim that happened to get together to make up Klal Yisrael. Raka iker, who, three lines on the bottom. Raka iker, who, nishmas Yisrael, hakolelis, kol Yisrael. But really, what are we? The essence of who we are, we're a neshama kolelis. There's one unifying soul that encompasses all of the Jewish people. U'mimena nistaf hu anashim pratim. And from that common soul comes down all sorts of types of Jews. A Belzer Chassid, a modern Orthodox Jew, all sorts of Jews. All sorts of Jews. But if each one says, you know, Yishal Diglo, Yishal Machanav, Yishal Diglo, if each guy said, this is my camp, and this is my thing, and I have no shaykhus to anyone else, then you've severed yourself from the tree. You're going to rot. You will rot. If you cut yourself off from the neshama kolelis, if you don't recognize there's a lot more at our essence that we have in common, then the different ways that we think or dress or maybe practice our particular strand of avodas Hashem. U'mimen nistaf u'anashim apratim. U'mameila kol od shalo nishaber ish el klal Yisrael. Bottom line. So as long as we don't yet connect, if a Jew does not see himself as connected to klal Yisrael, v'lo ala min apratius atzmosa el nishmas Yisrael, and he hasn't worked to go from that place, that self-centered place of I am my own person and I'm only concerned about myself. If he hasn't worked on elevating himself towards that place called Nishmas Yisrael, Eino, top of Sadi Gimel, Eini Yachol Lalos Yoser El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's cut off from the tree. He's cut off from the tree of life. He can't climb the rankings of Kedusha. He can't get close to Hashem. He's distanced himself from the essence. Kei Metru La'atzo Rak Anafu. Because you're just a branch. You think, oh, look at me, I'm a strong branch. I'm a tasty bit of fruit. That's very nice, but if you're not connected, you're going to rot. V'raka klal ba'achlas va'etzim. V'raka sh'ola b'chinas nishmas ha'klal Yisrael oz me'ata yachol lalos el yoser kedusha l'skari v'chol pam yoser l'kadosh baruch. The more you're connected to the klal, the more you're connected to the kadosh baruch. And the more you lose yourself in the details of what you think you are, the harder it is to connect to Kadosh Baruch. Now, how do we do this? Right? What does it mean to be mevatel ourselves to the cloud? And who can we look to for some guidance and advice? So he says in the second paragraph of page Tzadikim, V'ine, Tzadikim ha-gedolim, batlu ha-tzatzmusam, v'yishusam lagamri, v'rak avas Yisrael, v'nishmas ha-klal Yisrael, haya ikar etzlam. By real Tzadikim, the bigger a Tzadik, the more connected he is to the Shoresh, the more his entire avoda is expressed in the way Rabbi Kiva said, "Kal gadol b'torah v'afleyach kmocha." That's everything. It's all about avas Yisrael by him. It's all about the neshama of Klal Yisrael. That becomes the focus of his existence. Rabbi Akiva Amar ba'afta l'recha kamocha. Right, everyone knows Parshas Kedoshim Yud Tes Yud Ches. Ba'afta l'recha kamocha is a klal gadol b'Torah. Or as we saw from Rav Leibel Eger in the Torah's MS a few weeks ago, I think it was in Pritzadik, right? That, no, maybe it was one of the Purim Shurim. The Rav Leibel has said klal gadol b'Torah means that what? Not just this is the biggest principle in the Torah, this is everything. Enon Mavada, this is the whole thing. To understand the neshama kolelis of the Jewish people. So these tzaddikim will understand this, who whole avoda is encompassed in this work of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. V'ahavta, lo iskarves el klal Yisrael b'levadi. And that love, listen to this, that love of the common neshama of the Jewish people is not only in the love of the people. The same thing is true when it comes to the Torah. The Torah also has a common thread. The Torah also has a neshama. The Torah has a lot of details. There's Baba Kam, Baba Siyah, Baba Asra. But the Torah also has a neshama, a common thread that permeates all of Torah. And therefore the tzaddik, who's connected to the neshama koleles of the Jewish people, he's connected to the Avas Yisrael, the Avdelech Chavokas, that cloud of the Torah. He's able, Rak Gam B'Torah, also in Torah, he's able, Lavon Nishmas HaTorah. He comes to the neshama of Torah. He doesn't get lost in the details. And therefore he's living a life of real chayim, a Torah's chayim, as opposed to a branch which is severed from the tree and is rotting. Lachain Amar. And therefore Bikiva, the great lover of Jews. Now again, if you said that about certain people, you would say, yeah, he wasn't a Talmud Chacham, and that's why he loved Jews. It was, you know, but he wasn't the real deal. Bikiva, we all know, was the real deal Talmud Chacham. Bikiva is the Shoresh of Torah Shabbat Peh. Rabbi Akiva Stimta, as I'm sure many of us have seen him referred to at the opening daf of Maseches Megillah. Why? Because all the Stams, Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, Stam Raisa, Rabbi Chia, Stam Tosefta, Stam Sifra, Stam Sifrei, every Stam, the primary Tanaim who authored the major works of our Torah Shabbat Peh literature, were all students of Rabbi Akiva. So it's called Rabbi Akiva Stimta. Because Stam Mishnah Rimei was his Tam. Right? Stam Raisa was his Tam. Stam Tosefta was his Tam. Everyone was his Tam. So Rikiva was a real deal Talmud Chacham. He was the transmitter of Pnimiyas HaTorah, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So Rikiva is the real deal. And yet, what are we going to say about him? He loves Jews? That's what you want to say about him? Why do you say that he was holding a Shas? Why do you say that he had the secrets, the Sozos HaTorah? The answer is because Rabbi Akiva came to those things because he was connected to the cloud. He saw right through everything. He was able to unify the entirety of the Torah. And therefore Rabbi Akiva lived his whole life. He quotes the Gemara in Bracha Samach Aleph. My whole life I worried, when am I going to be able to what? To sacrifice myself on behalf of the Tzibur. Rabbi Akiva never saw himself as his own thing. He was not an independent item. Everything Rabbi Akiva was about was how can I get more and more connected to the Klal. Now, what does this offer us? Right? How do Jews like ourselves find a way to attach ourselves? Because we are self-centered people, and we live in a generation all the more so, where people are very focused on their own personal gains. So how does a person come to mavatl himself? That I don't care about myself, I'm solely in it for the team? It's very hard to do such a thing. So says the Piazetzer, Abba. Gaba ish karachenu she'inu b'chinas is badlus atzmuso legam. Says the Piazetzer, even a person like ourselves, who's not able to mavatl himself entirely, the way that these great tzaddikim were. Kevan jalko panim betzim akoro, who nimsa ba'klal Yisrael. But as long as you're not like the Rosh at the Seder, as long as you try your best to be focused on some level, to see yourself as part of Klal Yisrael and not your own thing. Where it's underlined, you work a little bit to lessen your own personal desires. And in general, to work towards not being so driven for your own personal gains. But ask yourself, what am I doing to help my people? And how am I seeing myself as being very, very much connected in my essence to the greater Tzibur? To suffer and to feel the pain of their hardship and to rejoice at their celebrations. Az Sharsho, Shoresh, Haklal Yisrael, Ma'at Ma'at Gam Bizgalabu. You may not be the next Rabbi Akiva, but you will be a person who uncovers that inner Shoresh, little by little, Ma'at Ma'at, it's going to Mizgala within you. Afilu Kishaud Margish Shtagosa. You may be still a person who's not entirely about others. You might still be concerned, he says. You feel some pain for yourself. Ritzo Nosa. You might have some of what we'd call our own desires. And you may even be more, Yoser Midagas Ulasa, might even be more than someone else. But just because I love myself more than I love you, does not mean that I can't love you in a very real and sincere way. You're not able to get past a certain point. But the Pesach Esther says, just because you love yourself, that's not mutually exclusive. It doesn't mean you can't have real feelings of care and concern and consideration for your fellow Jew. It doesn't have to be that way. You're constantly working to be a little bit more of a person who's connected to the Tzibur, who dedicates his life for the Tzibur. I think they say Rav Moshe Sher, who was the president of the Gdolei Yisrael for a long time, a tremendous, tremendous activist on behalf of the Jewish people. So I think he said he was very, very much connected to Rav Aaron Kalder. So I think he once said about himself, I'm going to mess up the exact nusach, but I think it's brought in the biography of Rav Moshe Sher, that he said, I learned Meseches Klal Yisrael by Rav Aaron Kalder for 13 years. What's Meseches Klal Yisrael? That's part of Shas, Meseches Klal Yisrael. There are a couple of funny sounding Meseches, Meseches Tzananos, Meseches Avadim, right? Some of us probably didn't realize it's Meseches Avadim. So maybe there is there really Meseches Klal Yisrael? What's Meseches Klal Yisrael? I learned Meseches Klal Yisrael by Rav Aaron Kalder, he said, for 13 years. What does it mean? I work on, time and time again, getting a little more connected to the Tzibur and being a little more self-aware of Nishmas HaKlal Bo, the Nishama of Klal Yisrael, which is within me. And therefore, Ola B'chol Pam Yoser, to elevate it more and more and more. That's what he was developing over those years. To become more and more dedicated to the Tzibur and less focused on oneself. But again, it's not mutually exclusive. If you feel, I'm a person who has a lot of concern for myself, my own parnasa, my own family, and my own this, and my own that. That doesn't mean that you can't be megala this connection to the tzibur within yourself. And he gives a mashal. Kabbal the mashal. Kishechad roa sheyaled Yisrael, nafachas v'shalom benar. You see a Jewish child drowning in the river. Yitzak v'yarutz latzil. You're going to run, you're going to jump in, you're going to save him. V'im b'ena yaladim gam yelid shalo yireh. Now let's say your son and his friend were playing on a rickety old bridge, and the two of them fall into the water. Yeah? So you're going to run that much more because it's your own son. Az Yitzhak Yosef v'yaretz el b'no, you're going to run that much more and be that much more concerned. And therefore, would you say, if I'm Nomar, b'shvil zeh she'enu chas al yalad Yisrael chas v'shal, because I run more when it's my own child, because I feel more pain in my heart when my own child is suffering, does that mean that, what, that I don't care at all about another Jewish child? You care a lot about this other Jewish child. You love him very much. But no, Yoser Chazaka, Margisha Yoser. You happen to be more connected to your son than to someone else's son. And that's normal, says the Piazetzer. The big tzaddikim who had reached beyond that point were people like Rabbi Akiva. It's okay if you're not holding by that. But you have to be holding by something. It can't be that I would only jump into the water if it was my own son. Kigam kisheina yelad shalo imo rotzlatz yelad achem Yisrael. And every single one of us knows that if it was a Jewish child drowning in the water, we would jump in to save the kid. Kein gam aish shalo bitul es kol atzmusa. So too, a person who has not yet been mevatel himself entirely to the cloud. B'midash mishtadel l'tovetz Yisrael. To whatever degree he is sensitive and aware of the needs of Klal Yisrael, he gets more and more connected to the root, which means he gets more and more connected to the neshama of the Torah, which means he gets more and more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And then he's able to be a Jew who's truly growing in a very deep way. Aval, take a look, 5 lines from the end. We're underlined. Aval Rasha Shahosi as Absalom and Aklal. Rabbo said, the Rasha of the Seder. We have to internalize this. This is the Rosh of the Seder is in a very bad place. He's hosting his atzum in a cloud. He's a piece of fruit that fell off the tree, and it might look fine right now. It looks like a nice shiny apple, but it's guaranteed to rot. It cannot go on for very long like that. Sha'atzmas shalom eino a cloud yisrael. Rak atzmas shalom levav. His sense of self is all about self. There's no part of him that's interested in the tzibur. As kafar be'ikar, he's denied the primary principle of Torah, the klal gadol b'Torah, kivan she'ikar hu haklal Yisrael. This is what it's about. This is not an individual effort for each person to say, how can I have a bigger portion of the world to come than my neighbor? And how can I be a better Jew and a more successful Jew than someone else? Or how can I have success in this world at the expense of someone else? We have to go in it together. So now we come back to the beginning. How do we begin? We begin with an insight from his brother-in-law. His brother-in-law in the Beis Aharon, Rav Aharon Yechiel, the brother-in-law of the Piyas Etzner, asked the question, what does it mean, Ad Shabo Talmidim? Right? Where did the Talmidim come from? So the Beis Aharon's father told him, where did they come from? They didn't come from anywhere, they're at the Seder. But until they came up to the level of the Rebbeim, of Rabbi Akiva Bechaveirov. So it concludes the Piyas Etzner. Maisa Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva Ritarfon, right? All those tzaddikim bnei brak. And it was Dafka, whose hometown? Rabbi Akiva's hometown. Rabbi Akiva was the one who was running the show. Shagav Rabbi Akiva b'neya. Rabbi Akiva was amongst them and perhaps even leading them. Shokol kach ova b'inyan avas Yisrael. Vizkalos v'akla. Hachomer zeklal gadol b'torah. Rabbi Akiva lived. Didn't just preach, but he lived. This idea of Avta l'vecha kamocha. Turn the page. Achabo talmideim kan Israel b'sefer hakadosh beis Aharon shegam heim bo ayidei zeh l'madrigazu. What does it mean, achabo talmideim? Rabbi Akiva said, we have to work at the Seder to make sure that what? That everyone, whether you're one of the gedolei tanaim, or whether you're just a Talmud of the gedolei tanaim, we have to make sure that everyone has the same Seder experience, that everyone's lifted up to the same level. It is not a personal night. And it's such an important, on a very practical, it's such an important yisod to take to the Seder. You're sitting at a Seder, right, with hopefully grandparents and parents and children and maybe grandchildren, right? And maybe you have a certain vision of what you want the Seder to be, and because grandma's not hearing so well, so, you know, you have to like scream and that's annoying. And maybe your little nephew has too many different doors from school, so that's a little annoying. And you have a nice shtickle you've been waiting all night to say, no one's paying attention to you, right? And you there's something I want to get what I want to get from the Seder. Remind yourself that Rabbi Akiva was mavatil himself to the Talmidim. And the Talmidim were mavatil themselves to the Rabbi. And everyone sat together at Shabbat Talmidim until everyone came to the same place. That everyone had the same experience by the Seder. That everyone enjoyed it in the same way and reached the same madrigos of Kedusha on the Leil HaSeder. Shagam heim bo ayidei zeh l'madrigazo. Hainu sha'av avodoso b'layla zeh paula gam b'talmidim. Rabbi Akiva's whole effort on the night of the Seder was not his own enjoyment. I want to make sure that the Talmidim get what they're supposed to get out of the Seder. Kevin shalu shalhu lo ayel atzmo back leklal Yisrael kulo ubeprad the Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva was always focused on the tzibur. He was always focused on helping his Talmidim to grow. I want to just add an interesting insight. I'm just thinking of it now. From Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Lubchansky. Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Lubchansky was the Mashkiach of Baranovich. Rav Chana Wasserman was Rosh Yeshiva. The name of the yeshiva was what? Olot Torah? Olot Torah in Baranovich? I think that was the name of the yeshiva. And Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Lubchansky was the Mashkiach. We have a sefer from him called Ikve Yisrael, but also we have insights from quoting the Baranovich Haggadah. So in the Baranovich Haggadah, he says an interesting pshat, which I think, now I'm just thinking about it, I think relates very much to what the Piyas Etzner are saying here. And that is the following. By the Chacham says, I want it, what's this all about? What do we say to the Chacham? What do we answer it? What's the answer to the Chacham? The Shaila of the Chacham? Eim aftir na'achar pesach, afikomen. That's the answer. What does that mean? So Luchansky quotes from the Vilna Gaon, where the Vilna Gaon says, what's the last halacha that you really need to know on the Seder, right? Eim aftir na'achar pesach, afikomen. So that's not the whole answer you give the Chacham. The Chacham is shown that he's thirsty to learn. So what do you give him? Says the Gra, you give him A to Z. You give him every detail of halacha from the first thing you need to know, right? Ad the ad bichlal up to and including ein maftir nachar pesach afikomen. You teach him kol Torah kula, everything that he wants to know about this night. You give him everything from the first detail of the night, ad up to the final halacha of the night ein maftir nachar pesach afikomen. The Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Luchansky says, what's the chiddush in that? What's the chiddush? You teach him A to Z. He wants to know. He's capable. He's smart enough to know. So give him everything. Teach him kol Torah kula. Why would you not? And he says a very powerful idea. And again, I'll admit my own shortcoming in this regard, because it's a hard thing. He says sometimes the Rebbe likes to have an advantage over the person that he's teaching. Meaning what? The Rebbe doesn't want his Talmud to become so smart that what? That bin hafuchu, that now the Talmud becomes the Rebbe. Now it's true, the Gemara says there are three people, the Sanhedrin says there are three people you're never jealous of. One of them is your own Talmud. Why? Because you say, if your Talmud becomes a great Talmud Chacham, he's my Talmud. Right? He became great because of me. And at the same time, the Rebbe likes to have an edge over his Talmidim. Because otherwise the Rebbe feels that's how I express that. That's what makes me the Rebbe, and you the Talmud. That's how the Rebbe gets a sense of, again, self-gratification. So therefore, we saw Yaakov Lushansky said on the Seder night, and it connects so beautifully with what the Pizessner just taught us. It's about the Klal. It's just about Klal Yisrael being the best they can be. It's not about I'm the Rebbe and you're the Talmud, and I teach you, I have a Shpa on you, right? And therefore, I don't want to give you all of the Torah, because then you'll know as much as I do, and then you're not going to look up to me anymore. Then I'm not going to be able to have a Shpa on you. So therefore, the Chacham, when the Chacham asks, he says, can I be on your level? Can you teach me everything? We say to him, yes, we're going to teach you everything. And I'm not going to have that negative trait of trying to keep that competitive edge over someone else. That I don't want my friend, I want to be able to learn with him. But I want to be the stronger one in the Chavrusa. Because why? Because my friend. Because that's what, again, that gives me my cover, that gives me my self-gratification. That I feel that I'm the one who's having a Shema. Rabbi Akiva came to the Seder, and Rabbi Akiva said, this is not my Seder. It was in Bnei Brak. Everyone came to be by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, we're all in this together. Ajabo Talmidim. The Talmidim came up to his level. And everyone got the same Hanaf from the Seder, and that gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu a tremendous Nachas Ruach. So Mir Tashem, we should come to the Seder night with this idea in our back pocket. A beautiful Arichus, explaining a little piece from the Beis Arav from his brother-in-law. But to understand, what does it mean to be connected to Klal Yisrael? What does it mean, again, say it a third time, then we'll have a chazakah. What does it mean when the Medrash Pesik of Kahana said that Hashem took his Adam Mitzrayim because the Jews were still looking out for one another? They were all suffering, they were all broken, they all had plenty of work to do. But a Jew had a little extra strength, lent, that's the lashon of the Medrash Jews, he lent his shoulder to his friend. And it was in that merit that Klal Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim. So Mir Tashem, we should bind together in this season of Achtus, the Zman of Achtus, all the days of Sefiras HaOmer, it's all about being metakim. Right? The Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, who failed to internalize his message. And Mir Tashem, we should be zochet to internalize his message, and as we pull together, we'll come to be worthy of the name Klal Yisrael, we'll connect to the Neshama Kolelitz of Klal Yisrael, the Neshama of Torah, and through that we'll be Yachol Lalos Yosir El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amen.